coming soon to a theater near you is Ben Affleck's newest project, Live by Night. Set in Prohibition-era Ybor City, the film features South Florida's vibrant history of rum running and organized crime. But the film wasn't shot in Ybor City. In fact, it wasn't shot in Florida at all. With the state's film incentives drying up, it was cheaper for Affleck's production to build their own Ybor City in Brunswick, Georgia, less than 300 miles away. Roberto Torres owns a cafe in Ybor City, and he says this was a missed opportunity for his business.
This is like thinking like a comet, right, that comes every 1,000 years. This was one of it. The other thing is that the comet comes back. This one is not going to come back. Yeah.
Senator Nancy Dietert of Venice is tired of seeing films about Florida slip away to states with better incentives. In 2010, the Florida legislature put forward some $260 million of incentives. The money was supposed to last 6 years, but ran out halfway through. Now Dietert is going back to the drawing board.
Georgia is beating the pants off of us. They've got the Ybor City story, which they should have never gotten. They got the Highwaymen, which is a Florida story. But their poison pill in their process is that they have no cap on their incentives. So that's not a sustainable program long run. Short run, they can beat us, but in the long run, they cannot.
But Florida isn't the only state vying for Hollywood's affection. Georgia, Alabama, Texas, and North Carolina all offer incentives to lure productions away from New York and Los Angeles. Dale Gordon represents Film Tampa Bay, and she says incentives play a huge role, and Florida isn't keeping up.
Just yesterday, I spoke with CBS, and they have a television pilot that's based on two four-star generals in Tampa, Florida, at our military base, and they are going to most likely do it in L.A. or Louisiana. And again, it's the number one determining factor of where a high-impact production will go. So we are missing out on these opportunities daily.
Despite the strong competition in Atlanta and New Orleans, Senator Dietert wants to get Florida's film industry back on track. Dietert says her plan will correct for past mistakes and sustain the program long term.
We're going to have an empowered film commissioner that can field projects and say, this is a good one, this is not a good one. What killed our process here was first come, first serve. You're not getting the best project, you're getting the first one through the door.
Incentives are great, industry insiders say, but they're not everything. Florida boasts two of the top film schools in the nation, the College of Motion Picture Arts at Florida State and Ringling's College of Art and Design. Yet every year, qualified, talented film school grads flee to the Hollywood Hills. Senator Jeremy Ring supports Dietert's plan, but he says policy should encourage a creative workforce, not just cut taxes.
But I truly believe that when we do these economic development packages, we need to be thinking a whole new paradigm in a way. You know, we need to be thinking more about an innovation economy.
Dietert has attached her proposal to the Senate Economic Development Bill. With the support of influential Senator Jack Latvala of Clearwater, Dietert may see her plan through. The bill will get its second hearing Thursday. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.